the Anichkov Bridge. In the 18th century, the Fontanka River was considered to be the south line of the city. Further south were located only suburbs. In 1715, at the order of Peter the Great, soldiers of the Admiralty Construction Battalion erected a narrow wooden leaf bridge, with Lieutenant Colonel Anichkov superintending the work. People began calling the new bridge after the name of the Lieutenant Colonel, and later the title was given to a palace, which was built nearby. At the entrance to the bridge were located the lodge and the toll bar. It is here, at the boundary of the city, where the guards checked people's documents and levied fines. Fines were imposed for various things. For example, men were obliged to pay a fine for having grown a long beard. Peter the Great wanted to introduce European fashion, which is why he decided to tax beards. Bearded men were stopped both upon entrance to and departure from the city and ordered to pay a special tax. After making the payment, they received a bearded sign with an inscription on it saying, "Money was taken." Peter the Great also levied taxes on old-fashioned clothing, as he wanted people to wear new European styles. Sometimes, right on the toll bar, the sleeves of outdated kaftans were cut short. While the city gradually spread, traffic on the central St. Petersburg Street became intensive. Hence, the need for expanding the river crossing soon arose. At the end of the 18th century, the river was arched over by 7 identical leaf bridges with turrets and chains. Only 2 of those bridges have survived to the present day. One of them is the Chernyshev Bridge, or Lomonosov Bridge, which can be seen from the Anichkov Bridge. It serves as a good illustration of the general outlook of the typical bridge of that time. Anichkov Bridge acquired its present-day look during the reign of Nicholas I. It is during this period when the sculptures of horse tamers, executed by Peter Klot, emerged on the bridge. They have become the crowning glory of Nevsky Prospect. One can find similar statues not only in St. Petersburg. Nicholas I presented copies of them to the Prussian king, Friedrich Wilhelm IV, which are now located in Berlin. A second pair was also dispatched to Napoli. Thereafter, copies of the popular horse tamers were also sent to Peterhof, Strelna, and the Moscow estate of the Golitsyn family, Kuzminki. During the blockade, the bridge was seriously harmed by artillery shelling. One of the pedestals was intentionally left without restoration in memory of military days. Up to now, one can still find scars there from the blockade times and the marking from one German artillery shell. Interestingly, the hooves of the horse statues facing the Admiralty side are shod, while the horses looking in the direction of Vostania Square are barefoot. Legend has it that in the 18th century, the smithies and foundries were located on Litany Prospect, from which the street received its name. That is why shod horses tread from the smithies to the beginning of Nevsky Prospect, while barefoot horses look in the direction of Litany Prospect.